This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Across the eastern U.S., evacuation orders have affected around 1 million people. In New York City, the problem is a little bit different. Folks are kind of stuck at home. The country's most extensive subway system has been put thoroughly out of commission by Sandy. A 14-foot storm surge sent water into the tunnels and seems likely to have caused considerable damage. Mitchell Moss is the director of the Rudin Center for Transportation at NYU, and he's with me from his home in New York City. Good to talk with you.
Good morning.
How much do you know now about the extent of the damage to the subway system?
We know that 7 tunnels that carry subways under the East River are flooded. We do know that the subway system is 108 years old. This is a system which was built over many years and has been maintained very well. But salt water does not mix well with a subway system that's underground, and therefore we now have to assess the damage from the saltwater intrusion into the subway tunnels.
What is it about the saltwater that does particular damage?
Well, it can corrode electrical parts, for example, and it also can short out much of the systems, the signaling system. So they have to pump out the water, and of course, doing that takes time.
How much time do you think we might be talking about?
Well, no one knows yet the extent of the damage. So the subway system is going to require both an assessment and then a phasing in of the tunnels as they are made available to people.
All these questions are difficult while the conditions are still unclear and the system is so old. But do you have any idea what repairs might cost?
I think the repair costs are really going to depend on the extent of the damage. And so I think it's really the loss of business activity, the loss of economic activity. You know, we're living in a city which has major hospitals that are not able to function at full equipment level. We have enormous amount of, we have 50 million tourists a year who come to New York. The hotels are filled now, but they're largely filled with people who are staying overnight in order to go to work easily.
Right. Well, let's say this takes weeks or months. What is New York culturally and functionally without its subway?
Well, New York never stops because, you remember, the subway system is one part of a transportation system. So people are going to be biking to work. Some will be walking over the bridges. Others will be driving in. And so what's happening is that people are living their lives in their local communities because much of the city has, most of New York has power. They have water. They don't have subway service.
Mitchell Moss directs the Rudin Center for Transportation at NYU. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.